Tampa Bay's Junior Caballero hit three home runs in a 13-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals. He now has 19 home runs this season. Tampa Bay pitchers had a no-hitter going for 8 1/3 innings before it was broken up. Right now, the Pittsburgh Pirates, a 4-1 lead over Seattle, bottom of the eighth. Pittsburgh's Brandon Lowe, his 19th home run.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's new 2027 cost of production forecast reveals farmers may not see meaningful relief from elevated production costs anytime soon. USDA's preliminary projections show total production costs continuing to rise for most major crops, pushing all commodities to record highs. Higher production costs are driven not by fuel and fertilizer in 2027, but rather by higher prices for seed, chemicals, repairs, labor, machinery, and cash rent expenses. Well, the Fertilizer Institute is welcoming the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz following a new agreement between the U.S. and Iran, calling it a positive development for farmers and global agricultural supply chains. Roughly 40% of the world's urea fertilizer and about half of the global sulfur supplies move through the strait each year. The Fertilizer Institute economist Veronica Nye says fertilizer markets may take months to fully recover. Well, the National Farmers Union president is urging Congress to approve year-round nationwide sales of E15 gasoline, saying it would benefit both farmers and consumers. In AgriPulse, Rob LaRue noted that E15 is currently about 25 cents per gallon cheaper than standard gasoline and could save consumers more than $150 million this summer. LaRue says expanded E15 access would create a stronger domestic market for American corn growers by increasing demand for ethanol production.
Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Markets 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market, let the professionals go to work for you.
Flies don't just bother cattle, they steal performance. That's why there's a smarter way to fight back. SmartLick fly control tubs help stop flies where they start. Available with Clarify Larvicide and Altacid IGR, these feed-through tubs work while your cattle graze. The result? Fewer flies, less stress, better performance. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as investors continue to rotate out of high-flying AI stocks, even after a blockbuster earnings report from Micron Technology. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is falling as the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks continue to lose steam, led by Apple. Its stock is tumbling 5%, one of the worst performers in the S&P 500. The tech giant announcing price hikes on some of its products, increasing investors' concerns. Industrials and financials are gaining and lifting the Dow to an all-time high, and on track for a fresh record close. Shares of Micron Technology are surging 16% after reporting that its revenue quadrupled in the second quarter. Other memory stocks also getting a boost from those results, with shares of SanDisk, Seagate Technology, and Western Digital popping. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
If you're under the impression that federal food stamps are available only to the elderly and the poor, you're in for a surprise. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
If you've had the experience of standing in the checkout line at the supermarket next to a strapping young fellow with a big basket of groceries who pays for them with food stamps, and you're worrying how long you'll be able to find the cash to feed your family after you've paid your taxes, you've probably wondered about the food stamp program and how it works. You're not alone. Plenty of other taxpayers are beginning to ask the same questions, and with good reason. One irate father called me from another state last year. He makes $100,000 a year. Why, he demanded to know, was my state government providing his son with food stamps while the young man was going to college in California? Well, the fact is, under present federal regulations, a full-time student living away from home can have food stamps at the taxpayer's expense, even if his father earns $1 million a year. One young woman in California took just enough college courses to avoid the food stamp work requirement. She was studying to be a witch. There's no minimum age for food stamp recipients either. In California last year, a special task force investigating the program found cases where 14-year-olds ran away from home and lived in communes on food stamps. Even strikers are eligible, which takes the government out of its traditional role of being neutral in labor disputes and puts it in the position of subsidizing strikes. Obviously, something's wrong. Food stamps began in 1964 as a plan for distributing agricultural surpluses to the needy. Fewer than 400,000 persons received the stamps. Today, 13 million get them. That's an increase of 3,150% in 10 years. We've long since used up that agricultural surplus. In fact, today our problem's one of shortages. But according to a recent congressional report, in another 2 years, 60 million Americans, one out of every four, will be receiving food stamps at the expense of the other three. Like some other government programs that grew out of our compassion for the needy, food stamps have gone out of control. In a nation that's taken pride in self-reliance for 200 years, we're actually encouraging able-bodied young men and women to go on the dole. Yet the food stamp program was never intended to subsidize college students and teenage runaways. Some politicians react to every attempt at welfare reform as if it were an attack on poor people, closing their eyes to the reality that such programs become less efficient the older and bigger they get. There hasn't been a government program yet that couldn't benefit from periodic review and reform. That task force I mentioned came back with a long list of food stamp abuses, thefts, red tape, and counterfeiting, all of which added up to a hefty chunk of the annual $4 billion bill the taxpayers pay for food stamps. They made 32 recommendations to tighten eligibility, improve security, and streamline the program. In California, we adopted what reforms we could last year, but food stamps are a federal program, so most of the changes will have to be made in Washington. They could begin by moving this welfare program, for that's what it is, from the Department of Agriculture, where it now takes one-third of the department's budget, to the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, where it belongs. Will Congress do anything about this mess? Well, maybe that's up to you. A group of congressmen calling themselves the Steering Committee have studied that task force report and are preparing corrective legislation. Whether it passes will depend a lot on whether enough taxpayers tell their congressmen just how they feel about a program that's supposed to help the needy, but which actually redistributes the taxpayers' earnings to subsidize a lot of people who just rather not bother earning the money themselves. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Today, I'm going to do two different things. We're going to start the same as we did last year. We're going to have Heather Stevenson. She is a recreation program director for the city of Paso Robles, and as she did last year, we're going to go over all the wonderful things the city is doing. There are concerts, there's 4th of July, there are activities for children, there's activities for adults. There's a lot to talk about today. And then I'm going to have Greg Graywall on. And very interesting, as many of you know, for almost 8 years, there's been a major lawsuit regarding groundwater. And I think over $20 million spent in law, you know, for attorneys. And of the first seven hearings, they basically didn't, the city and the people pushing it didn't win, the overliers won. And they had one last argument, and that was that they were a pueblo or they had treaty rights, and the city of Paso dropped that. There's no argument left. So we should have a ruling by the judge hopefully soon, and Greg Graywall will be giving you the lowdown on that. He knows it better than anyone. But we're going to start by going over the city. Thank you very much for coming on here today.
Thank you, Karen. Good to be here.
And one of the things, let's start, Heather, with the launch of Paso Play on Wheels. It's a mobile recreation outreach program. And you had it years ago, and then it stopped. Will you explain how you brought it back?
Absolutely. So in 2020, during the pandemic, recreation services looked a lot different. We had to be really creative about how we helped people stay active. And so we created a program called Paso Play on Wheels, where we used a van that we already had, the city had in our recreation services, and we drove to spots in the community where children were picking up their free lunches during the pandemic at schools, and we handed out recess kits, which were filled with things like Frisbees and sidewalk chalk and bubbles to keep kids active and, you know, kind of get them playing as opposed to staring at screens all the time. Well, once the pandemic was over and life resumed, you know, sort of its normal pace again, we went back to programming as it was before. But that Paso Play on Wheels idea still remained in the back of our minds. And when the city did our recreation services strategic plan, which is currently being implemented through the end of this year, 2026, we heard from the community that they really wanted more opportunities to gather and play together in addition to those traditional spots where we are at Centennial Park or maybe at the municipal pool. So part of our implementation of that was bringing back our Paso Play on Wheels program. And the whole idea of it is to bring free play opportunities to neighborhoods and community gathering spaces. So we are relaunching that program, and it is new and better than ever, thanks to an amazing donation that I know you kind of want to talk about.
Tell us a little bit about the donor and what this has allowed you to do. But let's start with telling people who the donor is.
So the donor is Arthur J. Ludwig and his wife, Sarah Ludwig. Arthur grew up in Paso Robles for a number of years in the 50s, and he absolutely loves Paso still. It just has an amazing place in his heart. He looks back on this community as the community that helped to raise him. So he stays connected. He reads the Paso Press daily and looks into, you know, what's happening here. And he saw the opportunity to maybe donate a vehicle to the city to use for mobile outreach, first through the library, and they already had one that had been donated, that had, you know, been fundraised for. So he decided to donate a van that he had. He and his wife had a beautiful Ram van from 2022 that hardly had any miles on it. It was gorgeous. It had a wheelchair lift. And he gave it to the city along with seed money to restart the program. So when we received this van, it was a beautiful luxury vehicle. So we have completely redone the thing. So now it's basically a cargo vehicle that can be filled with all sorts of activities that we load in. The wheelchair lift has been an amazing part of it. And we wrap the whole vehicle. So it's not black anymore as it was when he gave it to us, but it is covered with Paso Play on Wheels. It's got a gigantic squirrel named Skip on the side, who's the brand ambassador for the program. So you'll see us cruising down the streets, pulling into parks and play spaces, ready to pop up and play.
So let's say you're a community member and you'd like to be around when the squirrel squad shows up. What can they do?
So if you want to find out where we're going to be playing next, if you go to prcity.com/recreation, which is our website, you can click right on Paso Play on Wheels on the homepage, and we'll have our whole schedule of where we're going to be playing next. We're going to be, just to give you a quick heads up, we'll be tomorrow at Oak Park, which is like 30th and Pine Streets over there at that Oak Park neighborhood. We're going to be popping up to play from 3:30 to 4:30. Then we've got a wonderful new program in conjunction with Paso Play on Wheels. Starting this Saturday, we're launching Paso Play in the Garden at the Uptown Family Park and Garden. So that'll be this Saturday, the 27th, from 11 o'clock to noon.
Well, explain Paso Play in the Garden. So the first one is this weekend, but what is it?
Paso Play in the Garden is a partnership that we have with community gardening volunteers, and it happens monthly at the Uptown Family Park Garden, which is right at 36th and Spring Street. Such a beautiful park. Right now, I was just there a few minutes ago. The splash pad is like in full use with little kiddos running around. But at the very back, the north side of that park, there's a raised bed garden that community volunteers take care of. And so we have programs there every month with our volunteers. Every other month, we're going to implement Paso Play in the Garden. So our very first one is this Saturday. We're going to be doing butterflies and blooms, and it's open to all ages. It's designed for children and their families to come. We're going to do seed bombs that will be perfect for planting in your garden to attract pollinators. This is National Pollinator Week, so we're focusing on that. We're going to make a butterfly craft that help kids learn how butterflies eat. We're going to explore the garden for looking for pollinator plants and evidence of butterflies. And then at the very end, we have a special butterfly release. I have 24 butterflies that will be released in the garden that the kids will get to be a part of.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It's going to be super fun.
And then tell us about the next one. Then you have one on August 22nd. What is it? Spots and Sprouts. Spots what and is sprouts. That?
So the programs will happen every other month, the fourth Saturday of the month, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So we'll be back in August, and we're going to be learning all about ladybugs. The ladybugs have kind of an interesting role in the garden. While they're so cute and pretty, you'll be really surprised what they look like when they're in their infancy. They're kind of shape-shifting critters. You might have seen a ladybug as a, you know, kind of in its early stages of development and not even known, because they don't look cute and sweet with polka dots on them as they do when you see them in your garden. But they are actually natural predators that are really important to your garden. So we're going to explore a little bit about ladybugs, and we'll be releasing them into the garden as well.
And I've got to tell you, I have gone up to Calaveras National Park, where they, so you go way up in the mountains with the redwoods, and they actually are very weird animals. They hibernate in the winter. They literally leave the summer areas. They leave the valleys and the heat, and they go up and they hibernate there. And then when they come out of hibernation, I have a friend that does a docent there, and the trees are just covered in ladybugs.
Oh,
and there's swarms of ladybugs everywhere. And then they leave and they come. They leave the mountains and come back to the heat.
To do their pollinator job,
yes,
in the summer.
But
oh,
it's
wow,
that's
amazing. I didn't realize they migrate.
They migrate, but if you ever get a chance, go up to Calaveras when it's thawing out and when they're coming out of the trees.
That area is so beautiful, and the redwoods are just magical, aren't they?
It's a beautiful thing to see.
Oh.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, thank you.
And then on October 24th, you're going to have Batty About Bats.
We're getting
what
Batty
is
About
that?
Bats in October. We're going to, you know, I think we've designed these programs for seasonal kind of fun. one. So we're going to discover the amazing world of bats in that October program. And we're going to have a tasty buffet of foods that kids can try that are made possible because of bats pollinating. They're nighttime pollinators. So things that you might never know, bats help to provide things that kids love to eat. So we're going to have a little surprise buffet for the kiddos to try. And then we're going to do some other fun activities. We're probably going to plant marigolds because that time of year is near Dia de los Muertos celebration. So we're just going to have fun in the garden. And I encourage all families to come out, check it out. If you haven't been to that Uptown Family Park in the garden, we look forward to seeing you there. We're looking forward to popping up and playing and having lots of fun.
And now let's switch over to something for adults. You also have your concerts in the park. Those are very popular. Been around for about 25 years.
We are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. You're so right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what? So this weekend you have Monte Mills. Will you tell the public a little bit about what's going to happen?
Yeah, Monte Mills is going to be playing at City Park tonight. It's probably one of our biggest concerts of the season. He is a crowd favorite.
Not this weekend. Thursday night.
Tonight. Yeah, so he'll be there starting at 6 o'clock. 6 to 8 is when the show happens. But you're welcome to get there early. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, bring food to nibble on. We have J-Lore Wine and Firestone Beer available for purchase in the park. And of course, there's all the wonderful restaurants surrounding the park where you can pick up food if you don't feel like cooking or bringing something with you. And it is just a great community gathering event. People dance and just relax. It's going to be beautiful weather out there tonight. So come on down and check out Monte Mills. And then, so our concerts are continuing through August 20th. If you want to check out the schedule, you can go to prcity.com/recreation, our website, click on Concerts in the Park. We have our full schedule there. And it's just a great way to see people you enjoy, you know, connecting with. We're also going to, I should mention, our very first concert of the season was June 11th, which was an International Day of Play. And we did our pop-up and play, Paso Play on Wheels there. And it was such a huge hit. A crowd favorite. Families were coming over and playing. So I want to let families who are listening know we will be back. They were asking, can you come every week? We're coming back July 16th for that concert. And then August 13th will be, Paso Play on Wheels will be there. So families can kind of visit and enjoy the music, but also come and play as well.
And every week, or every sometimes it's 2 weeks, they have the concerts. So keep an eye out. That is a regular occurrence. Let's get into the another adult family everything, July 4th. Barney Schwartz Park, 4 to 10. Can you tell us the different things that families can go and do and what happens at the park?
Oh, for sure. So we are gearing up. Recreation Services has kind of taken the lead on producing the event this year. It's a whole citywide, you know, all hands on deck. So we will be at Barney Schwartz Park. The event officially starts at 4 p.m. and, as you said, goes until 10. So Recreation Services will have a fun zone, which is all free. There's only, I think, one paid activity, which is face painting and, you know, tattoos that kids can get, like glitter tattoos. But everything else is free to families in that fun zone on the soccer field one, just right by the main entrance where the flagpole is. We're going to have obstacle course, inflatables, games. We'll have cornhole. I'm going to do field day games with the kiddos, some water games. So we're going to have so much fun. We'll have our gigantic bright day blocks for kids and families to build with. That goes on at 4 o'clock all the way until about 9 o'clock when things start to shift to get ready for the fireworks. But in between that, we'll have we have two live music. We have a gigantic stage happening on one of the soccer fields. We'll be set up to have our first concert starting at 5:30. We're going to have Garden Party performing. They're local musicians that play like 60s and 70s music. Totally great. And then our headliner band.
Go ahead, Stepping Out.
Yes. And then Garden Party's doing first. And then Stepping Out's coming on at 7:15, which is like a high energy, you know, they play like Bruno Mars, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So a whole range of music that everybody will love and be able to dance to and enjoy. So pack your chairs and your picnic blankets, maybe some pop-ups, and come and hang out with us on the 4th of July at Barney.
And you have food trucks.
There'll
so
be food
people,
trucks
they
there.
Can bring their own food or they can...
Yes, whatever they want to do. There'll be all different types of great food. Every time I go, I try a different food truck. It's fantastic. Our concession stand right in the middle will be open as well. And because it's the 250th birthday of the country, we're also going to have birthday cupcakes available. So there's going to be so much fun happening at Barney Schwartz that day.
Is this your biggest event of the year?
Oh my goodness. It is certainly one of the biggest. It has become a crowd favorite for sure. So, and fireworks will start at 10 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. So yeah, it is so much fun for the community, I think.
What is the most popular event of the year?
Oh my gosh. Well, it is 4th of July. We're expecting okay. so many people to come. Yeah, I think 4th of July pretty much wins the day.
And then some of the Christmas things.
Oh yeah, for sure. Some of those Christmas things. The bonfire for New Year's Eve has a huge following as well in City Park.
And let's get to another one. You have swim lessons. You have them just for teens. You also have them for younger people.
The swim lessons for all ages are happening right now. That's one of our biggest summer activities that are going on. And while a lot of them for the younger kids get filled up really quickly, one of the things I wanted to mention today is that we have teen swim lessons. So oftentimes, like, there was a bubble of kids during the pandemic that might not have had the opportunity to take swim lessons. They're getting older now. And you want to make sure their water's safe, but sometimes that's embarrassing. They're not going into a lesson with, like, five-year-olds. You know, that's not going to go over well. So we've designed special swim lessons for teens so that, even if they are able to swim, they can take these lessons. They're designed to help them improve at whatever level they're coming in at. So for them, they can show up and take these lessons. They're at the municipal pool, which is just right around here, 28th Street, used to be called The Plunge. But 13 to 18-year-olds can sign up for swim lessons. We have a session starting June 29th and one July 6th. They go Monday through Thursday, and one July 13th. So there's still plenty of time to sign up for those.
And you have classes for both children and adults during the summer.
Yes. We have classes all year round, but summertime especially. We know that kids and parents are looking for things to do in the summer. And so we have camps that are specially designed for kiddos to be a part of. So much fun. Right now, what we've got coming up next through our youth camps and classes, we've got an art park program, which is a weekly camp where kids do all sorts of cool art and learn all about, like, art appreciation. They have so much fun with Miss Mindy over at Art Park. Those are happening right now. We have youth volleyball camps that are for kids all the way up through teens, taught by local twin girls, JC and Janelle Lowen, who graduated from Paso High and went on to play volleyball in college. And then we've got technology camps, we've got crafting camps, and then one of my favorites, Jedi and Butterfly Yoga, Dance, and Craft Camp is coming up soon, too. They all happen at Centennial Park for the most part, so you can go to prcity.com/recreation and check out. There's a green button at the top that says Register Now on that page. You can click on that and find something for your kids to do, because it's about the time the parents are going, oh my gosh, they're so bored, what are we doing?
And you also have a number of classes for adults. It says, and line dancing, is that for all ages?
Line dancing is so popular. Yes, we have that class. That happens weekly. Tina Scarsella and her partner Wendy teach those classes for all levels. So if you're brand new to it, you can take like a line dance boot camp to get it down. And then you show up and our banquet room or Grand Oak Room over at Centennial Park is full every week of dancers. But yes, we have so many classes. We have aqua aerobic classes for adults. We have Zumba, we have yoga.
You have karate.
We have karate for all ages.
I got to tell you, the one thing that I think a lot of young people like is Lego camp.
Oh my gosh, they do. Legos are so much fun.
So tell me what Lego camp
right now.
What happens with Lego camp?
Oh my gosh. Well, Lego camp is going on this week, and I've seen so many kids and families showing up. And what I love about it is taught by a woman who has a structural engineering background, and she's also worked for Lego in the past. So she kind of marries those two things together and allows kids to just get creative at the park.
So I have two grandsons, and they're both young adults. 18 and 20 or 19 and 21. And they loved Legos when they were younger. I mean, just loved them. And then one of them was like, I bought Legos. He's like, oh, I'm a bit old for that type thing. And so it was weird. I bought him something else. Every once in a while, just when I'm going to see him, I'll just buy something. And I bought his brother a 18 and above Lego kit. And he came to me about 2 weeks later and said, you know, I think I still like Legos.
Aww.
Next time you do that, think of Legos. And I've been buying them Legos are for, I think they're just wonderful.
They're for all ages. They have
yes.
so many cool kits to use. And I will say one of the things that I think Legos do and other building opportunities, no matter what your age, it sort of taps into a certain group of kids, especially, or adults, really love the challenge of coming up with something out of basically a bunch of blocks. When we go to Paso Play on Wheels programs, we have gigantic building blocks that we put out for the kids to use their foam. And I am always amazed at the creativity. Kids are making like their own seesaws. They're doing like, you know, like marble runs with big balls that we bring. And it's such a cool thing to watch that creativity, just those sparks and connection and collaboration happen out of just a stack of blocks. So I think Lego is just like that. I love that about it.
And you also have some, you have workout classes. Well, we'll get back. We'll talk about some of the sports and the workout classes after a word from our sponsors.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
You know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealy, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today I have Heather Stevenson. She is the recreation coordinator for the city of Paso Robles. And as we do, we did this last year too, we're going over the different things that the city offers. And there's a lot. There is an absolute lot. So let's talk about the sports. What are the sports things coming up right now?
Oh my gosh, we've got so many things happening for sports. I will say, I didn't mention earlier, for kids, the World Cup has just rejuvenated the excitement around soccer 100%. So we've got a kids' youth evolution soccer camp coming up indoors next week, so you don't have to worry about the heat. And that's happening at Centennial Park, and that's really popular. So if your kiddo's kind of getting a renewed interest in soccer, that's happening over at Centennial. But we also, as you had mentioned, provide a lot of opportunities for adults to connect and play. And so through some of our activities that we offer year-round at Centennial, and those include a lot of different things. I mentioned aqua aerobics earlier. Those are a chance year-round, either at Municipal or in the summer at Centennial Pool, to get in the water and exercise. That's low impact, and that's so great for anyone of all ages. We have teens and all the way through seniors participating in that. We have a futsal league, which is indoor soccer that happens weekly. We do karate, which is for children all the way through adults, all levels, from beginners through advanced karate. So that's been really popular. We talked about line dancing. We already, we just this summer have a brand new class that's Mexican Ballet Folklorica, which is taking off in leaps and bounds. So littles, separate class for them, and a class for adults to learn this special, beautiful dance at Centennial Park, and those are available now. We also do Krav Maga self-defense classes, which are amazing if you have, let's say, if for all ages, like teens and older, but if you have somebody who just graduated from, let's say, like high school, they're going off to college, you want to make sure you feel confident about their ability to, like, assess their surroundings, respond. You know, this is a great way to help them get them a class or two in Krav Maga self-defense. And just, I think it gives peace of mind to a lot of parents knowing that you've helped them kind of know what to do. Those classes are taught by instructors who are phenomenal. So I would say look into self-defense if that works out for you. Total Body Workout is a dance and groove class every Friday that has been around for years with Shelley Kelly and is so popular.
Where's that at?
Centennial Park. Most of our classes happen at Centennial. Some happen over at the Municipal Pool, but for the most part, we're at Centennial, which is kind of between where Georgia Brown School is on Creston now and the high school. So we're at 600 Nickerson Drive. We've got Centennial Pool and a whole complex with a gym and classrooms over there. So if you have not been to Centennial Park, come see us and see what we're up to.
Sounds very good. I have not been to Centennial Park.
You'll have to come see us, Karen.
Now, what happens? So do you charge for all the classes, some of the classes?
Yes. Yeah, so our, like when I was talking before about Paso Play on Wheels, our outreach in the community is completely free. Those are happening and we want people to come and participate in that, like our concerts in the park free. But a lot of our classes that are contract classes, we work with people in the community who have talents to put those on. So those do have a fee involved with them. But your question is so great. I'm glad you asked, because we do have a scholarship program. When you're at the concerts in the park in the summer, our Rec Foundation volunteers walk around with big crazy hats on and give attendees a chance to donate to our Recreation Scholarship Fund, which provides financial support for anyone who would like to participate, no matter their age, based on their needs. So we are constantly letting people know, if you'd like to participate, we don't want a financial hardship to be a barrier. We think these programs are so important to families and adults, seniors, that we want to make sure they have a way to participate. So if you'd be interested in finding out more about our scholarship program, either how to donate or to apply for a scholarship, you just go to prcity.com/recreation and look for the scholarship information on that page.
And also on the same page, they can go in and they can find all the different events.
Everything we've talked about today, Paso Play on Wheels, Paso Play in the Garden, concerts in the park. You can go to prcity.com to see everything that's happening on the 4th of July at Barney Schwartz Park. But we are going to be there playing, and we can't wait to see you in the community. We hope everyone will come out for all these fun things we got going on this summer.
And again, this week, or tonight, Monte Mills. Monte Mills, what time does that start?
That starts at 6. But people get there early. They throw out their picnic blanket, get their chairs going, get themselves a glass of wine or Firestone beer, and just get ready to relax and enjoy. It's going to be a great night at the park.
Heather, thank you very much for coming and informing the public of what the city is doing with recreation this summer, and hope to have you back on again.
It's a pleasure, Karen. Thank you for letting me share. We look forward to seeing you out there.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.